Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Disney Dining Show. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friend, Steve Porter.
Hello.
And our resident real estate agent and expert on moving to Orlando, Mr. Eric Gross.
Hi, everybody.
This week we are going to talk about restaurants, dining locations at Disney Springs that give you the best bang for your buck. And I think we've each got one counter service and one table service that we think falls in to that category. I'm going to start because Steve stole mine. I allowed you. I could have made you pick something else.
I'll be quiet.
But I'm a magnanimous boss. I'm like, no, I'll pick something else. Because, so I went with counter service wise, I went with Earl of Sandwich. Their, first of all, consistency. It is such a consistent product and has been for years. People absolutely love it. I don't care who you are or what you like. You will find something you like on that menu.
Yep.
And the stuff is fresh. It's well prepared. It's not table service, but it almost kind of feels like it.
It's very warm in there.
It's a warm environment, and you get, you know, you get plenty of food for, you know, these sandwiches are, can be massive. Just lots and lots of good options.
I also think it, now that Disney Springs has upped its game in quick service across the board, the lines here are still somewhat long, but they're not what they used to be when this was really one of the very few quick service options in when it was previously Downtown Disney. That was the only place that you could find a meal for under, you know, $15 for a single person was at Earl of Sandwich. And so that line used to go out the door. And I'm not saying it doesn't anymore. It's still, I'm sure on really crazy nights, it still does. But in general, it's not as hectic in there as it used to be. You can find a table if you're patient enough and it's not so crazy. So I think it's a even better option than it was 5 years ago.
All right, Eric, counter service wise, what's your choice?
My go-to is Bongo's Cafe takeout counter.
Really?
I love that place. My very first job was at AMC right across the alleyway in Disney Springs. And I would go there on my lunch break and get a Cuban sandwich and a little cafecito, and I was good to go. I loved it.
And what is that word you said?
Cafecito, a little coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's my go-to. I love Cuban sandwiches, and I think that place is really consistent. And it's really high quality, I think.
You find their Cuban sandwiches superior to what you'll get other places?
Yeah, and I don't think there's a lot of options in
general, like let's go outside the Disney realm. I'm assuming you've had Cuban sandwiches other places. I'm not a fan of Cuban sandwiches, but
I mean, there's some good ones in Tampa, but that might be beyond the scope of things here. But I really like
going there. This holds its own?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's quick serve. It is outside. There's not, you know, indoor seating for the takeout counter. But I love going there. That's one of my go-tos. I probably go there every other time or maybe every 2 times I go to Disney Springs.
Okay. Steve, what about you?
The one that I stole from you, Wolfgang Puck Express.
Yep, absolutely.
I love it. It's kind of to say it's a quick service is kind of tricky because to me it sometimes feels like a table service, even though it's not. You order from the counter, so it is a counter service restaurant. And I've loved it since the trip I made in high school when I went here with my friends. So yeah, you order at the front of the restaurant, then you get a number, and they bring your meal to you. So you have a server, which kind of makes it feel like a classier establishment than it maybe it is. And I think the food is excellent for the price. You know me, I'm always going to get the mac and cheese there. And it's, I think, some of the best mac and cheese at Walt Disney World. I love it. It makes me really excited to try. I know recently the Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill opened in Disney Springs, and I haven't been over there yet, but it makes me excited about that. I love Wolfgang Puck Express. I think it's really good.
I wholeheartedly agree that I think of what I have experienced so far, Wolfgang Puck Express is probably the best counter service at Disney Springs. Again, talk about consistency. It's been there for a really long time. It is widely loved by many, many Disney fans, and for good reason. It's good food. It's different.
It's affordable.
It's affordable. And yeah, it's also where Craig had his interview lunch with me back in 2012, October 2012, wasn't it?
September.
Okay. At least I remember where it was. So, yeah, I absolutely agree. All right, let's move on to table service. I chose one, and I'm going to stick to it, but I think I have two.
Okay.
Where bang for the buck, where I just always felt like I got a great meal, large portions, and didn't feel like I was...
Taken to the cleaners.
Yeah. Thank you for that expression, because I was going to do something else. Art Smith's Homecoming in Disney Springs is probably my favorite restaurant in Disney Springs right now.
Wow.
I've heard that from my friends, too.
It is phenomenal how good that restaurant is. And what's funny is, and again, you know, the first review we did there did not get high marks.
Really?
It was not a good experience. But we had so many people feedback and say, you just had an off day because we've been there and it's been fantastic. So we went back, we re-reviewed it, and sure enough, it was phenomenal.
What style of food is it?
It's all local Florida. It's all locally sourced. Everything in the restaurant, down to the wood it was built with.
Very cool.
Is all locally sourced within, I think, 100 or 200 miles. So it's all Florida stuff. Their fried chicken is out of this world. The deviled eggs that come in a ceramic egg carton. They're incredible. Absolutely, absolutely incredible food. Really, really good. What gives it a run for its money in terms of bang for the buck, and you're not going to see this one coming, House of Blues.
Oh, yeah.
House of Blues.
Yeah.
And I think it gets overlooked. It's down at that far end of West Side. Again, fried chicken, ribs. It's that Southern comfort food. Portions are ridiculous. The bread, the cornbread at House of Blues is just phenomenal. Cornbread. Always have had really good experiences there.
I didn't even think about that either.
Yeah. And,
you're right. They do have great food.
They have great food. It doesn't feel like you're getting taken to the cleaners. And you get large portions. And it gets overlooked. It's very easy to get a table in House of Blues. Unless there's a concert going on in the venue. And then that place gets nuts. But outside of that, and also the gospel brunch, I thought...
Yeah, that's where I ate it.
was quite good as well. So yeah, I'm gonna kind of split mine between Homecoming. If I have to go bang for the buck, if I've got to pick one, actually, while Homecoming is my favorite restaurant at Disney Springs right now, bang for the buck, I got to give it to House of Blues.
Wow, I had a hard time with this one. I couldn't. I'm surprised you thought of two because I barely could think of one. I'm saying Raglan Road. You can get a burger for as cheap for a dinner for as cheap as $16.50, which is really
okay. I just want to stop for a second. I want to absorb that statement, and it's true. It's not like you're being inaccurate. But when we're talking about a burger at $16.50 being a good bang for your buck, that's what Walt Disney World has come to.
Yeah, right. Well, that's where I'm just used to now.
Yeah,
you know, I was looking for the cheapest place to get an entree. And that would probably be it. I'm not saying it's not a good bang for your buck outside of property, but yeah, at Disney Springs, I think Raglan Road's food is pretty good. It's not my favorite. But yeah, I had a hard, and I'm not super passionate about this one because I really couldn't pick one that was like, oh, that's gotta be it. That was definitely the one for me. But yeah, I mean, I think they go up to like $28 for entree at Raglan Road, around there. You can find, you know, in the $20 range easily for an entree. So I went with that. I'm not super passionate about it, like I said, but good entertainment. You can get a drink. And so, yeah, I would go with that.
All right, Eric?
I think you guys are going to be shocked. For table service, I'm also going to pick Bongos. They've got good food there. I love that place. I think you can get – I like the versatility of it. You can get really good food at the takeout, or you can sit down inside, or you could dance. You know, you can do anything there. I think the food's good, the service is good, and there's a lot of options.
Isn't it going away? Isn't Bongos going away?
Not that I know of, no.
I heard something.
Don't tell me that. That breaks my heart.
That Bongos was going away, but I could
be
wrong about that.
It's been there for a while. It has been there for a while.
I could be wrong about
that. It's so loud in there. That's my American perspective.
You need to like Cuban food.
Right.
You need to like Cuban food, and that's, you know, I'm not a massive fan of Cuban food. You know, the more we talk about this stuff, the more I realize how limited my palate is sometimes. You know, I'm not a huge fan of Mexican. I'm not a huge fan of Cuban. I'm not a huge fan of Middle Eastern.
But
oh,
you do have a
God,
really...
I'm Republican. I'm kidding.
You do have a really good palate, though. Like, you know when things are good. You know when you like certain
things.
I do.
But
you just maybe not have a broad scope.
Maybe that's why my palate is so good, because it's so limited.
You've had it so many times.
It's so limited. But, I think to enjoy Bongos, though, you really do need to.
We're going to start a hashtag. We're going to make you trending on Twitter. We're going to do P2K19. And we're going to go to all these new restaurants and places you haven't been in years. And we're just going to get your reaction and hopefully branch you out a bit.
Look, I'm trying to change me. I'm old and set in my ways.
There's some good food out there.
You know what? And I've had that experience where I've been like, nah, I'm not going to like that. And then I try, I'm like, wow, that was really good. I definitely do need to do that, but, all right. So Eric, it's all Bongos all the time. Either counter service,
all the Bongos, yep.
Or table service. Steve, you had Wolfgang Puck Express and
Raglan Road. Yep.
And I went with Earl of Sandwich and with, House of Blues / Homecoming, depending. So there you have it. Our best bang for your buck restaurants at Disney Springs. That will do it for this episode of the Disney Dining Show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with you again next week. Have a great week, everybody.